When I had spoken a few times, I was getting lots of feedback from different people. And one of those people was Bonnie Oliver. And I remember this one in particular because she had noticed that I like to transition into my sermons with an opening joke or line. And what she had told me was something to the effect that that was her favorite part of my speech. So, thank you, Bonnie. Well, I didn't have an opening tonight until I remember that, so thank you, Bonnie. You're free to leave if you want. Maybe between now and next time, I'll hear something interesting about either my sermon or how I did. Well, when I last spoke in December, I spoke about God's love, about how we were created out of love, how people always fall short, and yet like a father, God has compassion on us. Indeed, he strengthens us, guides us. God loves sinners, and Paul said that nothing in this world can separate us from God's love. Tonight I'll be talking about loving God. I'd like to read Matthew 22:35 through 37. That's Matthew 22:35 through 37. I should have prepared this ahead of time. No, I've got it in my highlights. It's just loading. Okay. But thank you. Learning experience, people. Okay, that's Matthew 22:35 through 37. One of them, an expert in religious law, tried to trap him with this question. Teacher, which is the most important commandment in the law of Moses? Jesus replied, you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. The Pharisees questioned Jesus with the intention of tricking him, but Jesus saw an apparent answer. Jesus tells us that the most important thing is to love the Lord our God Almighty. After leaving Egypt, the Israelites didn't know what to do. They were lost. But God spoke to them through Moses. Now, if you'll turn with me to Deuteronomy 10, I'll read verses 12 through 13. That's Deuteronomy 10, verses 12 through 13. And now, Israel, what does the Lord your God ask of you but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in him to obedience, to love him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, and to observe the Lord's commands and decrees that I am giving you today for your own good. God required love from people, but also something more. He wanted us to prove it. What is loving God? What is that? Lord God Almighty, I'm grateful to you and I love you. Check. What's next on the list? We know to love God, but what does that look like? No one can serve two masters. Either you will hate one and love the other, or you will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. That was Matthew 6, verse 24. Jesus was talking about where you store your treasures, where you store your values. What is most important to you? What are your priorities? like most people, I have a personal life. I have lots of things on my mind, lots of things to do, things that I need time for and that I rarely have enough time for. I'm in the young adult group here at church, but the same group of individuals is also my closest friends. So in addition to doing church community activities with them, I also want to have time to have fun with them. I want to hang out, play board games, video games, eat with them. I also have a girlfriend, and she's important to me, and I need to make time for her. I have a family, a career that I've procrastinated on for multiple reasons, but I'm getting back to. I have school, and for those of you who don't know, I work in a restaurant, so my nights and weekends are gone. They're just gone. I have a lot going on in my life, as I'm sure most of you do. And sometimes I remove God from the top of my priorities. If you'll think about a pyramid, God should be at the top. He is the most important thing in your life, above all other things. But sometimes he moves down on my priorities. God must be the most important thing in our lives. Okay, sure, fine. But how do we show our love for God? Turn with me to Mark 16, verse 15, because that gives us the answer. That's Mark 16, verse 15. He said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation." Jesus tells the disciples and us to spread God's love to others so that they may reap the same great benefits that we do. This is one of the commands that he gives us to keep and to obey. How many of you have been told to do something from the Bible and you did it, but you didn't want to? I know I have. I have a brother, and he's 26 years old. He moved to Northern California for college, but I was grateful he left and grateful he never came back. Paul loves his family, but he's not easy to live with. He's always angry. He gets frustrated easily. He believes very strongly against a Christian lifestyle and the ideals that God has given us. When Paul lived with us, the house was filled with yelling, angry words, and tears. My mom has mostly forgotten what it was like to live with him, but I remember. Sometimes I forgive my brother. Other times I don't. I know that I'm supposed to, but this is something that I struggle with. Which brings me to Philippians 2, verses 14 through 15. That's Philippians 2, verses 14 through 15. Do everything without grumbling or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure children of God, without a fault in a warped and crooked generation. I would love to say that Paul has not earned my forgiveness, that he doesn't deserve it. But that's not showing God's love. For all that God has done for me, obeying him is the least that I can do. And I should do it gratefully and gladly. Let's go back to Deuteronomy chapter 11 this time, verses 13 through 14. That's Deuteronomy 11, 13 through 14. So if you faithfully obey the commands I am giving you today, to love the Lord your God, to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul. Then I will send rain on your land in its season, both autumn and spring. Both autumn and spring rains, so that you may gather in your grain, new wine, and olive oil. I will provide grass in the fields for your cattle, and you will eat and be satisfied. Be careful, or you will be enticed to turn away and worship other gods and bow down to them. Then the Lord's anger will burn against you, and he will shut up the heavens so that it will not rain, the ground will yield no produce, and you will soon perish from the good land the Lord is giving you. So God has given us his great love, demonstrated through creation and his care for us. And if we just return that same love, he'll reward us. But he also tells us to be careful. The path to disobedience is a slippery slope, and God made it clear that his anger will burn against us, which I would imagine is a terrible and fearful thing. In 1 John 4, we learn that through Jesus Christ, God lives in us and we live in him. I'll read 1 John 4, verses 17 through 18. That's 1 John 4, verses 17 and 18. This is how love is made complete among us, so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment. In this world, we are like Jesus. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. What do you fear? Scripture tells us that there's a difference between just love and perfect love. Well, what can you endure? Will your obedience falter or remain steadfast? Do you have love for God, or is your love for God a perfect love? Please turn with me to 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 through 17. That's 1 John chapter 2, 15 through 17. Do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, love for the Father is not in them. But for everything in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life comes not from the Father, but from the world. The world and its desires pass away, but whoever does the will of God lives forever. This is a warning against disobedience, but it's also a promise for us for living for God. It's a reward that whoever is obedient to him lives forever. For all God has done for us, let us love him back. Let's show him how great our love for him is. And let us, in the end, reap the enormous benefits for living a Christ-like life. If you are convicted to turn to God or renew your determination against temptation, let us help you by coming forward right now as we stand and sing.
Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it, redeemed by the blood of